All right, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM. We're here until 5 o'clock today. It's a Wednesday. I believe Coach Pace is going to pop in here shortly, and he's only got a few minutes today because the Prowlers have to go to Winston-Salem this weekend, and so I think they're packing things up and they're going to hit the road in a little bit so that they got plenty of time to get down there in case they run into any weather or anything, because it's cold all over the place. It's even cold like in places where it's not supposed to be cold these days. So Coach may pop in here in just a few minutes. Want to tell you that we've got some high school hockey for you tonight on the stream as Port Huron Northern will take on Grosse Pointe North. Action gets going around 6:30 and is brought to you by John Adair, Superior Heating and Cooling, Port Huron Ophthalmology, Mike Batchelor from DuraClean, Lens Pool and Spas, Napa of Port Huron, and Suarez Auto Sales. And we apologize. Last night we were doing the St. Clair Port Huron High basketball game, stuff broke. And we had some big-time technical issues. Got that squared away, though. So tonight's game should work just fine on the stream. And we'll have Northern and Port Huron High basketball for you on Thursday here on WPHM. And we'll have Port Huron High Sterling Heights Stevenson girls basketball for you Friday here on WPHM. And we'll have some Silver Stick hockey action for you Saturday afternoon from McMorrin on the stream at WPHM.net. And we anticipate not having any further problems. Okay. Last night was just one of those things. And we tried to air the first quarter, and yeah, that didn't sound so good. So we couldn't air the rest of the basketball game. However, later on in the show, we'll run down everything that happened last night so that you don't miss anything. And like I say, tonight we've got high school hockey for you as Northern goes up against Grosse Pointe North 6:30 at WPHM.net. The Huskies played yesterday. They had like an afternoon game yesterday. Their game was like at 3 o'clock. At Catholic Central, Northern lost that game by a score of 4-1. Tucker Harris scored the only goal for Northern, and Kyle O'Brien made 38 saves in that game for the Huskies, and they are 3-8-1 overall on the season now. Their opponent, Grosse Pointe North, only one win this year. They come in 1-7 is their record. They have not won a game since the end of November. They went the entire month of December without winning a game. And they haven't played since before Christmas. The 21st of December was the last time Grosse Pointe North played a hockey game. So hopefully they're a little rusty for the Huskies tonight at McMorrin Arena. And again, we'll get that all going around 6:30. We mentioned the Prowlers on the road this weekend with Silver Stick in town. The Prowlers are away. Friday and Saturday, they play in Winston-Salem against the Carolina Thunderbirds. These are two pretty big games as the standings go, with the Prowlers currently in second place overall in the league, even though they lead the league in wins. They're tied for the lead in points. But these goofy percentages, they've played one more game than Cornwall, so Cornwall's percentage is slightly ahead of the Prowlers. So Cornwall's in first, Port Huron's in second. It's Carolina in third. Their percentage is actually well behind Port Huron's. Their points, not so much. They're only 3 points behind the Prowlers, but Carolina's played 24 games, and Port Huron's only played 20. So Carolina's percentage is just 528, whereas the Prowlers is 683. So you see there's quite a disparity between the two teams. Danville currently in fourth. The Dashers are struggling this year by their standards. They're basically playing 500 hockey. They're 12-11-1 this year. Watertown is the other team that's still in the hunt, and actually they've closed the gap a little bit on Danville in both points and percentages. And in fact, I think with another win, they might even be able to catch Danville. And then North Shore is out of it. and unless they win like 20 in a row, they're going to remain out of it. And I don't think they're going to win 20 in a row, but we'll wait and see how that goes. And then this was something that I was beefing about. I've probably beefed about this a couple of times, but these are just numbers. Read into them what you want. But we have a hockey team. Now, if you've been to a Prowler game and you've seen our team play, you should understand what I'm talking about. When you win all the time, when you beat teams by 2, 3, 4, 5 goals, a lot, and you have the puck all the time, these numbers don't make sense. Okay. Watertown, 85 power plays for, 82 times shorthanded. Pretty even. Difference of 3. 85 power plays for, 82 shorthanded. Danville, 107 power plays for, 100 times shorthanded. Again, pretty even. Difference of only 7. 107 for, 100 times they've been shorthanded. Cornwall, 85 power plays for, 80 times shorthanded. Again, really close, really even. Difference of 5. 85 for, 80 against. Carolina, 108 power plays for, 96 times shorthanded. Little bit bigger there. It's 12, but still, that's pretty close. You know, for 108 power plays for, they've still been shorthanded 96 times. North Shore, the worst team in the league, never has the puck, always behind in their games, usually by a lot of goals. 79 power plays for, 73 times shorthanded. They've actually had 6 more power plays for than times that they're shorthanded, and they never have the puck. They're the worst team in the league. You know what that is? Sympathy calls. Oh, they're behind. Let's give them a power play. Let's try to keep them in the game. And then you got Port Huron. 51 power plays. 51. Everybody else has got 79 or more. The Prowlers have 51 power plays for and have been shorthanded 84 times. 80. That's a difference of 33. Do you see now why I complain about the officiating? Seriously. Now, I get it. We do fight more than most teams, but when you fight, you take a guy with you. So those aren't power play situations. So I understand why we have more penalty minutes than most teams. What I don't understand is why we get so few power plays when we have the puck all the time. Teams are constantly chasing us, and how we are shorthanded so much when we don't spend a whole lot of time chasing the other teams. I don't get it. And I don't think it is, well, they don't like our coach. Because this was happening when Trevor was here. And now Trevor is in Watertown, and they have 85 power plays for, 82 times shorthanded. Trevor yells at the referee from the minute the puck drops to the end of the game, he yells at the referees. Okay? So he's no different than Joe Pace or any other coach in the league. I just don't get it. This has been going on for 3 seasons. They don't like Port Huron, and I don't know why. Are we particularly mean to the refs when they come here? I don't know. I don't think so. But it's a strange, very, very, very strange anomaly that everybody else is pretty much even Steven. Everybody else is pretty much even Steven. And then I look at our number, and there's a difference of 33. Okay. So that was my beef for today. Now I'm going to be happy and positive and full of good spirits because Coach is here and Coach likes positive.
Well, positive.
How you doing?
I'm good.
9 in a row. Love it.
Right
love,
on.
Love beating Danville. That was awesome.
Who?
You know who. That team we never speak of except for when we're beating their you-know-whats.
You just said their name.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted the listener to know who. And
hello,
now,
listener.
And now you're going to Carolina. So
where?
Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Winston.
They all have.
Are they in Winston-Salem?
They all have nicknames, by the way.
Yeah. None of which we
can't
repeat.
Say on the air.
It's going really good.
Yeah, I'm happy. The boys seem happy. And, you know, like I said many times before, do today what we did yesterday, only do it better. That's instilled. And good things happen to good people. And, give it 110%.
Yeah. How are we health-wise? We all right? No?
No. I thought you were Paul Jean for a minute. I was waving at you.
Yeah.
The bug's going around, but the guys are doing fine. The person that didn't make the trip last Thursday to Danville, and on that note, you know, opportunity pops up, and when it does, you know, you have to take the chance and make the most of it, and I think Robson was the number one star.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about him because all of a sudden, like the last 3 weeks, I'm wondering what you did to that kid. What'd you feed him?
It's good coaching.
He is. He's really from, 2 years ago, he was just a fill-in guy. We needed a warm body, and maybe he'd get a couple of shifts. Then last year, you know, the beginning of the season, he didn't play a lot. But he got a little bit better, but not like this. He's really playing well.
Yes, he came to camp, and he was one of the best players on the ice during camp. And I was like, wow. And unfortunately, he had a little problem with his skates, something to do with his ankle. And he was off for about 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. It was sort of like a pinched nerve or something. And, you know, obviously not skating. He wasn't in shape. He was ready to go. I looked at him. I said, okay, I'm going to put you in the lineup. I put him in the lineup. I said, you weren't ready to go, were you? And he's been working hard at practice. He's a gamer. He loves the locker room. He loves the guys, and he loves playing the game. And that's what I was alluding to. You know, when an opportunity arises, take the most and make the best of it. And he did it last Thursday. I mean, the goal he scored was, it looked like he was number 15 or 16 for a minute there.
Yeah, you were talking about the one where he went through what?
That was in Watertown.
That was in Watertown. He went through two defensemen and then kind of went to the backhand, and you're like, wait a minute, where'd this come from?
Roofed it. Roofed it. I mean, it was like he had to have it on an elevator or a rope. You know, Federley scored a goal, I think, about a week ago.
Yeah, that was nice.
It was a sick move, too.
You know what? I saw the 5 on the back of the jersey, and I thought, oh, that's a nice goal by Graham. And then he turned full way around. And I
saw the 3.
That was Federley.
That was Keith Magnuson.
Well, he's not quite as big as Keith Magnuson. You'd have something there.
You know what? You're always right on with your questions, your observation, and I think I sent you a text about a month ago or something. You could be my advanced scout and stuff, and you sort of laughed like you just did right now. That's the beauty of the whole thing. You know, you take A out of the lineup, and you put B in the lineup, and it's like these guys aren't missing a beat. I mean, defensively, we're getting better. Did you watch the game last Thursday or no?
I didn't get to see it. Okay. I just kind of followed along on the computer.
We worked on a few things in practice, and I talk about it, and sometimes, you know, you could say it 1,000 times, and maybe that 1,000 first time clicks. Angles, edging, taking time and space away, you know, and we did that, and we're getting better at it, and it makes a difference. I mean, you could back check 100 miles an hour, but if you don't know where you're going and you don't know who to pick up, what are you doing? So they're starting to get it.
Yeah. Well, like I say, you don't win 9 in a row by accident, and you don't win 9 in a row because every team you're playing is a bad team.
No.
Wins on the road at Watertown, at Cornwall, at that place we won't mention. Those are good quality wins. Even the last two wins against North Shore. Now, they're not a good team, but they're better now.
I knew that was going to come out. 2-0 after the first period. They were up in Cornwall last Sunday.
Because they're getting better.
Going into the third, I think they had a lead. Cornwall tied it because North Shore didn't pay attention and play defense. And that guy was wide open for at least 30 seconds in the slot. And I'm yelling at the TV screen, and no one was listening. And sure enough, Guion passed him the puck, and he just roofed it. So they should have won that game. They deserved to win it, and they didn't win it. But
that's their problem, though, is they're not going to play enough defense to beat teams.
Offensively, they're scary.
Oh, yeah.
North Shore?
Yeah.
They're scary. When they come in and they start to cycle the puck and they throw it back door, there's always someone there.
And that's what they want to do, though, is they want to kind of get you going up and down and get out of what you normally would do and just get into a little friendly game of shinny with them.
North Shore, St. Clair, same thing.
Yeah.
Don't underestimate your opponent and don't fall asleep because they'll make you pay. We've seen it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So Carolina for two, that's a fun bus trip. See, you're loading up and getting ready for that.
A lot of coffee. It's 10, 9.5, 10 hours by car, probably bus, probably good 12. Hopefully, I'm keep checking the weather every, couple hours. We're looking at rain and then snow coming, Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not as bad while you're down there, at least. You probably catch it coming back.
Yeah.
But you got all kinds of time to come back.
No, you go down there.
Go sightseeing.
You get two wins, 6 points, and, you have a good time coming back. We get the guys a couple pops, and everyone's happy.
Stop over in Nashville, Music City. There's a couple roads, a couple streets in Nashville the boys have some fun at. You'd have some fun at.
No. That's like the number one, town arena for hockey going right now?
Yeah.
It's like everyone wants to be there.
I think it's got more to do with just the atmosphere of the city and where that
building's
at.
Well, they embraced it.
Yeah.
Just like Port Huron.
Yeah.
So, you embrace something and all of a sudden, it's sort of like winning. Winning is something that you do all the time. You just don't do it once in a while. So when you start to win, you expect to win. And that's the atmosphere in the locker room. So right to the town, you could see the fans coming out to the game. They're a little more coming out and they're a little more boisterous. And I think everyone, loves a winner.
Yeah. It is a lot louder this year than it's been the last couple. Got to take a break, but we'll be back, so don't go away. Welcome back. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM. To answer your question, Coach, yes, they are. And I'm the number one leader.
You're saying how wonderful you are.
Well, we try.
Right on.
So it's all going well. I don't even want to bring this up to you. Yeah, I don't want to depress you. Do you look at that stuff? You don't look at that stuff. Because if you looked at that stuff, it would drive you as nuts as it drives me.
What's this?
Those are power plays and penalty kills.
What are those?
Notice how notice how everybody is even until you get to the bottom of that list. Like, look at four and against. Everybody's even until you get to the bottom of the list.
Hang on a minute. Games play, power play, goals, power play. Well, we don't get any power plays.
Yeah, I know.
We were in Danville. They had 5. We had 0.
I know. And I can never figure out why. Why they don't like us.
Look at that PK percentage.
Yeah, I know. That's outstanding. 90% is pretty good. You've almost got as many shorthanded goals as you've given up power play goals. Think about that. You're killing penalties at better than 90%, and you've almost scored as many as the other team. That's pretty good. I won't talk about the other thing, but the other thing you don't get any practice at. You don't get any.
No. You know what? Positive. Positive.
Stay positive.
We have a lot of talent, and I think sometimes they're actually probably either thinking too much or trying to press too hard. And I keep saying it, just simplify it. And it's whether your name is, you know, Pace or your name's Robson or your name is Robertson. If you don't shoot, you will never score. I've never seen a team score without shooting. Have you?
No, no. Somebody really famous said 100% of the shots you don't take don't go in.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he wore 99 on his jersey.
I like the guy 66. Just flip that upside down. Mario.
I would have liked to seen him play his whole career without any injuries, any, you know, the cancer and all that, and just seen what he would have done.
Well, I think the two best players, not to get off this PP over here, but 66 and number 4, they changed the way the game was played, and both of them were injured, different injuries, but back, knee, and then the cancer. Their records would have been so far out, no one would have touched them. You agree?
Oh, I do. Lemieux and Orr. Yeah, Orr definitely changed everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like just the way people even thought about playing the game. He changed it completely.
Well, how do you lead the NHL in scoring as a defenseman?
In an era where defensemen didn't do stuff like that and jump into the play.
How many teams were there?
Guys didn't shoot the puck either as hard.
Yeah.
You know, they only just started curving their sticks, and it was those guys in Chicago that started
that. Stan Mikita and Bobby Hall.
No, they were just goofing around in practice.
Yep.
Stick broke or something, and they started shooting, and they're like, hey, we got something here.
And they were getting the heat gun, and they'd stick them under the door, and they were bending them. They did everything by hand.
Chicago had a lot of innovators because Tony Esposito kind of changed his equipment, too, to the point where the league finally had to step in. He was doing crazy. Did you know he was putting netting between his legs so when his legs opened, the puck wouldn't go through because it would hit the netting?
No.
Yeah, they caught him doing that. He had like a fish net or something, and he in between his pads to catch the puck. So nothing went through the five hole.
Chicago.
No wonder he got, 15 shutouts one year?
Things in Chicago happen. When there's a will, there's a way.
There's a will, there's a way. Well, they could use a little will this year, though, your Blackhawks.
They need a new coach.
You think so? Like, because you get to a certain point and, you know.
They're done.
But I see it all the time because I think that we're in that state with the Red Wings with Ken Holland. And, you know, if you criticize Ken Holland, people look at you funny because it was 4 Stanley Cups. What are you talking? But it's like, yeah, that was then. This is now.
No, it's you have to adapt to your personality. You have to adapt to, you know, your team. And, you know, amateur hockey, you go out, the kids come in, they fill out their app, their moms, dads write a check, and you pick your team. Well, if you screw up, you can't do anything. At that level, they could send them to the farm. They could trade them. And that's what a lot of these coaches do. Keenan was famous for it. Mm-hmm. He'd come in, and he'd just change the whole team. Quinville, I think, obviously, he's a good coach. He has a lot of wins. But he loves his vets, and he's struggling with the youngins because I don't think he has the patience or the verbiage to get across to them because they have talent. They're just not playing right, correct?
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, that's where, like, the guy in Columbus, he went from Vancouver, or what was it, New York to Vancouver.
Yeah.
Okay. Then he was released. He was doing nothing. And then what did they do? USA Hockey sent him to coach the under-20 team or something because he needed to learn how to deal with the young players, different era. And now he's doing a phenomenal job, and he loves his players, and he gets along with them because he changed. If you don't change, you're done.
Yeah. He's got a good young player named Tyler Mott, who's from St. Clair. We like Tyler. Tyler's grandmother listens to the show.
He used to be a Hawk.
Yes, he used to be a Hawk.
Good memory, huh?
Then they had to get Saad back, right?
They didn't have to.
Panarin was doing just fine.
I was a Panarin fan. How's he doing in Columbus?
You know, I haven't looked. Columbus, pretty good, though. So I haven't looked to see how he's doing. It's kind of a different style there, though. They're not as wide open.
No.
Columbus, and it's more spread through. Like, you know, the Hawks have depth, and they've got a lot of good players. But, you know, Kane and Taves and Hossa and those guys get more points than the other guys do. And Panarin was playing with them. So he got more points that way, I think.
But
I bet his numbers are still good.
Well, you know, he was playing with Kane and Anzenov, and he was on the PP. He was getting a little PK. And if you get open, you're on the ice with Kane.
He
can find you.
There's another guy too that most teams don't have, and that's Duncan Keith. He'll make a forward look good every once in a while with a play out of his zone with a pass.
He's one of the top defensemen.
That's something Detroit really lacks. Since Lidstrom retired, they don't have a guy like that.
Oh, wait a minute. I just signed him. He's going to be on the power play this weekend.
Because
he shoots the puck. If any of you guys are out there listening from the team, shoot the puck. I am pretty funny, right?
Nah, sometimes. But you get your point across. And you didn't hurt anybody's feelings there.
No. I love everyone. There's a little trade going on today.
I saw that. I was a little surprised, and then I looked at the goalie's numbers, and wasn't so good.
Kalutis.
Yeah, he was good last year, I thought. I'm struggling there in Watertown. But I haven't seen Watertown play, so I don't know what they play like. You know, if they're any good in their own end, or if he's just having an off year. Because I thought he was pretty good last year.
You're only as good as your last shift if you're a forward, and you're only as good as your last save if you're a goalie.
And you can tell Monopoly guy's not there anymore because he wouldn't have traded that guy.
Oh, no.
He liked that guy.
Well, I like him, too. I was on the phone with that guy in that city over there. Yesterday, I've been talking to him.
Can we say Dashers at least?
DD. The dum-dums. Danville Dashers. He was looking to do something. He was looking for a veteran goaltender to come in. I don't know if this guy qualifies as a veteran goaltender, but he was looking to make some moves, but he didn't have too much to offer.
Because they're not going to trade in any of the big ones.
Well, if you look at the alignment of how the schedule's laid out, if you're going to make a move, like Danville wants to make a move, he's not going to give me that player because he's going to see me more often than he's going to see Watertown.
Yeah.
So that's probably why he was not offering me anything.
Yeah. He's still got to play it probably 10 more times, and he's probably only going to play them a couple more times.
Exactly. So that comes into play too. But Ian Hong's in Danville.
I like
Ian. I love Ian. Love him. You know, he just, you know, he's got a little Euro in him and California boy. And, you know, it's like you were just talking about. It's not wide open. You have to be accountable and pick up your assignments and stuff. And sometimes he strays away. But he's skilled. He could skate. He's smart.
Yeah.
Nice kid off the ice.
Yeah, and he's got kind of that feisty attitude that works with me.
Oh, yeah.
In a hockey player.
Well, he had that two-game suspension for, I think, clocking some guy in Carolina. Guy wasn't looking or something, I guess. Didn't you see that?
I saw he got suspended. I didn't know why.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he fought when he was with us. He fought the one guy that was twice his size.
Yeah, 19.
And did all right.
19 from North Shore.
Yeah.
He's a big kid. Yeah.
We had Ian in here for one of the shows. He was pretty good. Welcome back. Coach is wheeling down the transactions. Everybody else is doing a lot of stuff, not you. You've won 9 in a row. You don't have to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but I like to stay busy.
Well, a lot of that is a certain team that, you know, well, they do three or four a week where played for me last weekend, so somebody else is playing for me this weekend.
Well, that guy in Watertown, he's a little nuts too.
Yeah, he always has been.
Yeah, you know, signing them, suspending them, waiving them.
He likes to stock. That was one thing that I did notice about him when he was here. This is Trevor. I can say Trevor. Trevor's a friend.
He's a good guy. I like Trevor.
But he did like to kind of stockpile guys. Like, he would. He'd make trades for guys that he knew weren't going to come right away, but he'd keep working them, talking to them, hoping that they'd come, you know, in time for the playoffs and stuff like that. We hung on to a few guys both years that he was here that I'm like, well, why are we bothering? They're never going to show up.
Not to compare the two, but he likes his vets.
Mm-hmm.
Loves his vets. Me, I like a mixture. I like the youngins. You know, it's sort of like when you're teaching that squirt or that might team, and they're looking up at you with those big eyes, and they listen to every word you say. You know, some of the guys like, you know, Parkhouse and Dozer and Pace, you know, I'm talking about something they've heard a million times, and they're looking at me like, are you kidding me?
All right, because we got to go, but I did want the 20th. You guys play Cornwall. That's BAV Awareness Night.
Yeah, Scotty Nichols.
Scotty Nichols. A good friend of this program and a good friend of a lot of people in Port Huron. So honor Scotty. Show up Saturday night, the 20th, to the Prowler game. I got to let you go, but you'll be back again, so don't worry. We'll have plenty of time to promote your other event, and we'll be back with hour number two in a moment.